It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Don't tell people your plans. Show them your results. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, Robert Herjavec gives us his simple formula for success in business and life. Enjoy.
You have to be passionate about one thing. Be great at one thing. The world will reward your knowledge of a very narrow field. So the analogy I always use is, you know, Tom Brady. I love NFL football. Tom Brady gets paid $25 million a year to throw the ball. He doesn't get paid to block. He doesn't get paid to tackle. In fact, when he does those things, people freak out. Be Tom Brady.
Be good at one thing.
And then be great at that one thing. Be world class at one thing. Forget your weaknesses, because somebody is going to eat your lunch at the stuff you're not good at.
I'm a pretty happy guy.
Yeah.
So you know, I think that's one of the keys to success. I read an article that the difference between successful people and people that struggle are successful people exude joy. Jeff, if you're not a happy guy and other people don't want to hang out with you, why would they hang out with you?
Right.
If you're miserable and nobody wants to spend time with you, how are you ever going to get ahead?
Yeah, it's
why complain? I remember when we were really young, this lesson was taught to me by my dad, and I kind of had a miserable day at school because, you know, the kids make fun of you. You're an immigrant. You're poor. And I came home, and I was feeling sorry for myself. And my dad came home. It's going to sound so melodramatic. He walked a couple miles to the factory. He was a blue-collar guy, and I came home, and he just stood there, and I was complaining about my day.
Where were you living?
We were living in like this stage would be 3 times the size in a little apartment.
Oh, my gosh.
It wasn't pleasant. And my dad was just standing there, and I was complaining and feeling sorry for myself. And my dad looks at me and says, never complain. You should always be happy with the opportunities given you. And that was it. And so you feel that big.
You know, every time you lose at something, you're one step closer to winning the next time. The difference between successful people and not successful people,
okay,
let's call it that way, are people give up. People wake up every morning, they have doubt, they have fear, they lose in a Ferrari race or they lose in a race, and then they just give up. The hardest thing in life to learn is to lose. Winning's easy. You win, you're happy, you get a high five, your friends are happy. It's your ability to take a loss, get up the next day, dust yourself off, and keep going. I have lost at everything you can imagine. Seriously, I have been beat up and put down, and everything that can go wrong has gone wrong for me, but I just kept going. I used to work for Warren Avis, the guy who started Avis Rent-A-Car, and he said to me one day, Robert, what's the purpose of business? And I said, make a profit and all these other things. And he said, no, the purpose of business is to create a customer. Because everything else takes care of itself. If you can create customers and create value for them, because the answer to that question is different for every single customer, then you're going to have a great business.
You know, it's funny. When I was growing up, everybody said that to me. It's not what you know, it's who you know.
Is that true?
So there I am. I'm 18 years old. My dad works in a factory sweeping floors, and my mom's a receptionist. So if the key to success in life is who you know, I, I'm in trouble. So I said to myself, I don't believe that. I believe I got to go out and become the guy that others want to get to know. It's all about what you make of it.
And you listen to what you call your spidey senses or your spider senses, your intuition.
All the time.
Have you always?
Always, always. I learned that from my parents because I don't have a fancy education. Mm-hmm. We didn't have fancy advisors. The most successful person I knew growing up was my dad's boss, and that was only because he had more seniority in the union than my dad. So you've got to learn to listen to yourself. People overcomplicate business and success. People are watching right now and say, oh, I can't do what he does because I don't know how to run a business. Mm-hmm. Everybody has the ability. You just got to listen to yourself.
That's hard to do.
Very hard.
Because you get the message and it's unemotional and you think. I know you have to listen to your senses. When you're on an elevator, a big hefty guy gets on as a female, get off.
Right.
Right? No matter if your intuition is right, just get off the elevator.
It's fear. I think most people are blinded by fear. Mm-hmm. And to be successful at anything, you've got to be able to control that and work your way through it. I always say to people, I'm not in business for emotional gratification. I'm in business to make money and build a great company and all these other things. So you got to leave your emotion out of it, because when you're angry or you hate, you make stupid decisions. But that doesn't mean you have to become a jerk or mean about it. I mean, nobody likes to do business with somebody who isn't nice.
You draw on other people's experiences that don't seem to relate to your life. Georges St-Pierre, MMA fighter. What does a businessman learn from a guy who punches people for a living?
Well, we're just talking about that outside. And, you know, the difference between the UFC fighter and the rest of us is no one hits us in the face every morning. So that really brings things into focus. What I learned out of him is it's all about being efficient. It's not the strong, it's not the big, it's not the rich, it's not the poor that'll inherit the earth. It'll be the efficient. You don't see too many dinosaurs walking around anymore, and they were really big animals.
Yeah. Yeah. So, okay, great. So not being a dinosaur is an important lesson. So how do you keep...
Adaptability. Adaptability. So I've never been the smartest guy in the room, but I feel pretty confident if you drop me in the middle of a jungle, I'll figure out a way to survive. It's your ability to survive in any situation that separates the people that do well from those that don't.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.